finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, so I'm about 21. I'm a college student, and I've just been, you know, going about life. You know, I hang out with friends. I'm not too crazy of a life, but I have, like, you know, fun on the side or whatever, and, you know, pretty normal sleep schedule or whatever for the most part. But I've just been noticing that I tend to have, at least lately, a reoccurrence of dreams that have sort of actualized themselves and manifested themselves in my everyday life. And I feel like you've had an episode or, you know, a podcast that is very, like, similar to, I'm not sure, but anyway, this has basically happened, or it's been talked about before, and I can't help but share that. I mean, I think it was called premonitions, and I really want to kind of expand on that, because I just find that it's been happening with me a lot more lately. And I have a silly example. Like I said, I recently had a dream where I was talking with a few people, and my mother was in the dream, and I was telling her about, she was eating seafood. She was about to have crab, but she didn't know how to eat it, and it was, like, a full crab. And I was like, okay. And she's like, yeah, tell me how to crack it. And I've been to a crab boil in my life, and like, the host or whatever told me how to, I guess, delve into it. And so I knew a little bit about it, but I remember, like, I sort of, like, recollected that in my dream as well. And I was like, okay, so you crack it here, the body of it, and then you take these out, the little whirling parts. And she was like, ew, I don't want any part of that. And I mean, like, there was a lot else to the dream. I guess it didn't manifest. It was just I have very strange and vivid dreams. But anyway, I wake up, and, you know, I'm just going about my day, and then I get a phone call from my mother. And she's like, hey, can you come by? I mean, I have crabs, but I don't really know how to delve into it. And I was like, you know, what? Just, you know, like, huh, like, what? She usually doesn't, like, call me about eating crabs. But I was like, okay, you know, just clarify. And she was like, yeah, I just need to know how to delve. Like, I don't know what to do, like, with my hands and with the crab. I kind of want to eat it, but I don't know where to start. And I remembered my dream the night before, and I was like, wow. But the thing about it is, I mean, that's just one example, and that was, like, that was just last night, which sort of prompted me to maybe, like, reach out and call, because I've been really delving into it since, because I'm just like, what? But I've had, like, and similar premonitions before, and it just seems like more recently I've been having them quite frequently. And I mean, I don't really know what that means. And I mean, I really delve. I try to read books. I want to, you know, delve in. I've looked at websites, like, you know, like Dream Moods, or, you know, pick your dream interpretation website. I've probably visited it with my, you know, what I've been inquiring about. I'm so intrigued and a little frightened. And I guess some of the frightened bit comes from just recently, I guess, I don't know, like a lot has been happening in my life, but I've been having sort of frequent anxiety and or, you know, panic anxiety attacks. And I know that a lot of the, you know, emotional or like the, it's not so logical, these attacks, it's very emotionally based, but it's not so logical, but it causes me a little pause. I wonder, you know, in some way, if any of my waking life, you know, what I'm even daydreaming about might manifest itself. I hope not, but that's what, like, I just wish I knew a little bit more about what was going on, you know, cerebrally for myself, I guess. And it's really hard to talk to people because they, you know, a lot of people think that this is crazy, and I don't disagree with them. Like, oh, you're having premonitions. That's interesting. but I can't deny what I've been going through. Like, I guess I don't know really who to go to, but Dream Meanings. And, you know, you guys are very thorough in your podcast and, you know, what things may or may not mean. So, you were the first, outlet that I found it was appropriate to contact just to find out or maybe see by chance, you know, what any of this was about. But, yeah, if you have any more insight or any other, you know, like occurrences from other people that may or may not seem interesting, like that, I feel like that would be very helpful for me, or maybe like assuage some concern and or curiosity that I have. But yeah, that's basically it. I just want to know, I guess, what you think about it, or if you've run into like in similar instances of this before, basically. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. And, you know, have a nice day. I love what you guys are doing with the podcast, and I really appreciate it. And I know a lot of your listeners appreciate it too. So, yeah, have a nice day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.